Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think it's totally reasonable. Google's launching big NSA barges off the coast and they're putting up blimps to surveil us. Yeah, there's new documents out admitting they know that cell phones give you brain cancer and still deployed them, but if they care about me.
See, I'm just trying to do some FCC fairness doctrine, which the FCC is now moving forward to get all broadcasters to file on themselves and tattle on themselves on a law that isn't law yet to use it on you, to fine and fee you and shut you down. So the persecution of the press is here. They've got their EAS takeover systems of media. Everybody's getting emails and cell phone takeovers, bio-vomit. So it's the authoritarian plunge. It's all up on Infowars.com. And now DHS is buying automatic weapons that fire pepper spray at crowds. That ties into all their riot control preparations because it was all lined up before this happened. I mean, they are just blowing the economy on purpose because they love us. And if you don't like it, well, you know, it's worse than not being, you know, than being racist. It's not trendy. So, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Riley in Michigan, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, I'm a bad man.
You sound pretty fired up today, man.
I don't worship my leader.
Hey, man, I just had a quick question for you. I'm somebody who's like 27 years old. I got a great job.
You're a terrorist.
In light of this... In light of this Jamie Dimon situation, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on what you think about people who pay in to the system and pay student loans. I mean, I'm talking like thousands of dollars a year, and, you know, it's just something that I worry about. And I'm trying to get away from paying off the corporate board, and I just don't know what to do. And I know you can't really give advice on stuff like that, but what would you do in someone's situation?
Well, I mean,
like
it's
that?
Too complex, and it's hard for me to figure out what to do myself, but here's a Fox News article. Detroit bankruptcy proposal would leave pensioners with 16 cents on the dollar. And by the time they're done with us, nobody's getting your pension. I told you, you'll get 10 to 20%. Nobody's going to get Social Security. You're going to get death paneled. And they've got actuaries. They've already done it in Northern Europe. This is the plan. The bankers want you poor. So... they're trying to create debtor prisons. They're trying to persecute people. I mean, I personally, if I had some big, college degree thing, and most of them, you know, like 80-something percent of the time, you could never even pay it off with the jobs you've got. It's all a giant fraud anyways. I would pay your debt back to a local bank or a local group or some or a family that loans you money. Everybody always cheats, though, with their family. I mean, if it was with a big bank or something... one of the big six narcotics trafficking banks, it's almost your duty, in my view, to not pay. And then, of course, you can later settle with them or do what all the big, you know, gangsters do, Trump and people. They just declare bankruptcy over and over again. But, of course, they'll go after you if you're small. They only let the billionaires, engage in fraud through that. And I'm not even encouraging you to do that. Because, look, the system is a wall of evil, and it's designed to wreck everything. And no one's ever set something up this purely evil. So all I know is the colleges are all a fraud. They're all a facade. They're all a big front, all the big ones. Take University of Texas. This is basically a crime syndicate that secretly owns like a third of the country and, is involved in every shady deal you can imagine. But they've got Bevo, so it makes it okay. It's all fake. And they send out these things to all their alumni saying, give us your estate when you die. So it can be laundered into offshore operations. I mean, these are mafia. I mean, it's all a giant joke. They've broken the social contract with us, okay? They're waging war on us. So, I think you should pay more into Social Security. They should raise taxes. You should pay off all your fake debts and just worship government. And then if they, want to add a checkpoint, want to do a proctology exam, I think you should worship them and thank them. How's that sound?
That sounds awful.
Well, no, I'm doing fairness doctrine. Because, I just said I wouldn't pay it back or whatever, especially if you can't pay it back. I mean, what's the point? It's like the interest go up and up and up. You got to make them make a deal with you. Okay, but that's what Alex Jones would do. The FCC approved, though, we do this now, part of the fairness doctrine, ahead of it coming back in, is that, I think you should just literally do whatever the government says and worship them. Romans 13, worship government.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer.
The past is gone.
The past is gone.
It went by like dusk till dawn. Isn't that the way?
Isn't that the way?
Everybody's got the dues in life to pay. I know. Here's the key. There's the key. The nanny state knows that. To lose, but know how to win. The adversities in my life are the most cherished parts of my life. Looking back, half my life has been in books written pages. Oh yeah, listening to fools and from sages. You learn from fools and from sages. You know it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday worldwide broadcast, the 30th day of October 2013. We will soon enter 2014. We are at an incredibly important crossroads, obviously, historically. Folks are having the choice now. Go with the lie of the globalist. Go with all their frauds and all their curses and all of their poverty and all of their humiliation and all of their scams. But admit to ourselves that we're slaves. Or stand up and do something about it. But then still others won't admit they're slaves. They're just going to rationalize and go along with whatever's put in front of them because they can't even imagine that they could be leaders or that they could resist or that they could build a better world. They are receivers, not transmitters. They are spectators, not players on the gladiatorial field of life. And the nanny state does everything it can to keep you from participating in reality. It wants you in the Madison Avenue, high-tech, false reality, artificial habitat. Times Square on steroids, directly wired into your brain. That's where they want to take us. And not take us there to empower us. Take us there so that mankind will fade from the earth and a new super homo sapiens sapien technology system will rise. You could give it whatever name you wanted. What do you call homo sapiens sapien? Merge with machine, given godlike omnipresent awareness. You call it delusions of grandeur. Humanity is perfect in our imperfection through God perfecting us. We are an expression. We are in the image of the Creator. We are a dream of God. We are in the mind of God. As Muhammad Gandhi said, in each of us is the seed of the universe. You think the twisted systems, the global technocrats, and their wizards have developed are going to empower us? They are going to enslave us. The fruits of the New World Order are stinking death. Now, I'm not going to preach here today. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to cover news until about 45 after, and then I'll hit all the big top stories. They're here. Out of all the insanity, Obamacare even worse than I thought, designed for pure fraud and incredible preparations for martial law and school children being taught that they must follow the orders of government no matter what and their parents are bad. And Russell Brand, listener of the show, said that he took a job working at a newspaper because he was enamored with the beautiful woman that headed it up. He was enchanted by her. Instead of saying, oh, how romantic, the chivalry, he's been skewered by the feminazis, as Rush Limbaugh would call them. He's been skewered by them who know that they're taking over the culture. It's not about empowering women. It's about empowering them as tyrants. Never before, but with modern feminism, as it's called, have we seen women more debased, more bankrupted, more unhealthy, more brought low, more dishonored, more trampled. And Russell Brand tells the establishment anti-human authoritarian salon that he took a job working somewhere because he was so enchanted with the female editor that headed it up. And then they called that hateful and all the rest of it. When I was asked to edit an issue of the New Statesman, I said yes, because it was a beautiful woman asking me. See, just the act of men and women loving each other, just the purity and goodness of that, is anathema to these people. They know what they're doing. They say you can't dress up like a cowboy on Halloween. It's hurtful to cowboys. They are the arbiters of reality. They put you in a smaller and smaller cage where your mommy and daddy can't make your lunch. They're not trusted. Where if someone says, hey, let's go eat Chinese food, everyone goes, oh, don't say Chinese. I've witnessed that. This is the ultimate tyranny, and it's done by design. These are not misguided liberals. These are conscious dominators of the psyche, the most vicious, miscreant enemies of humanity that you could even imagine. And I'm only now coming to the realization of it. I've run into them over the years. I've talked to them and see the hateful glare, but more and more they admit it. They are proud of it. And that's why they see true liberals, Thomas Jeffersonian, libertarian, constitutional, loving risk, loving fast cars, loving honor, loving strong men, loving pure women, loving real fights, trailblazing adventurism, humanity. They are at war with humanity because they're ugly inside. They're twisted. They hate anyone being smart. They hate anyone being original. Everything they do is about dominating you while they are hyper-armed and hyper-vicious. No feminist would dare criticize Bill Clinton, except somebody like Camille Paglia, who's a real feminist, if you want to say that. You know, actual deep thoughts about empowering women, not just fake garbage to suck women into doing what you say to enslave them. I think she was the only one that would criticize Bill Clinton when he settled cases for raping women and biting them and beating them. It was like, oh, how sexy when Bill Clinton rapes a woman. It's sick. These are sick, 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 sick enemies. Now, I said I'm taking your calls. I'm taking one call after the other. First-time callers on whatever issue you want to talk about. Questions, comments, you name it. But you're going to have about 45 seconds. Here's the toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is time in our lives to stop putting up with bureaucrats pushing us around. Corporations pushing us around, people in our lives pushing us around, people taking advantage of us. I myself have committed to be good to people that are good to me more than ever, to share with those that are pure of heart and good more than ever, but those that are backstabbing, manipulating liars, I will purge 110% from my life completely. Because we're going to see the fall of society, ladies and gentlemen, but out of it will rise again a greater civilization. Through testing true humanity, and giving humanity time to decide what we want to do with the machines and the neural interfaces and what we want to become. We're going to have a real debate about humanity's future. They have it already set where humanity's not going to the stars. Humanity's going nowhere. Humanity is to be extincted in every globalist publication, and a handful of these control freaks believe they're going to merge with machines and become God. They have such lack of vision. If they had any vision at all, they would know that is not going to be allowed ever. The very spirit of the universe is justice. They will be humiliated and destroyed, and their lines will be destroyed. And those in the establishment who still have any soul left and know and hear my words, and it's fulfilling you, and you're attracted to it. It's because it's the truth, and you must become good. You must turn away from the evil. You must join humanity and all of the tens of billions of honorable men, women, and children that struggled to carry the ball forward for humanity against every adversity on the long march towards our ultimate destiny. Not this fraud counterfeit of the New World Order. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God has in store for us. And you're not going to hear it from the Rick Warren saying, turn your guns in, evangelical stuff. You know why the Pentagon came out and said we're going to arrest evangelicals in the military and you're not allowed to be part of the Tea Party? If you give money to the evangelicals, will arrest you. That's because they know they've got the evangelical church now, calling for open borders, turning our guns in. They've taken that over, the big dominant ones, and they've got them carrying the ball. So they know they won't complain as part of the agreement. See, it's all been predetermined who the sellouts are, who the Judas goats are. It's all been prepared. That's bold when they come out and say, we will arrest you if you give money or go to a Protestant, evangelical church. And that was only buried in the Fox News article, and the Pentagon admitted it was going on. Imagine in America, you will be arrested. And where's Rick Warren? Where's all the evangelicals? Where are they? They're not even evangelicals anymore. They get government
early in your
funding.
Today you said a couple times plan.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I'm giving each caller 1 minute, and then we're moving on to the next person. Pat. Rick, D, many others. Your calls are coming up. I'm going to take 4 phone calls in the next 6-minute short segment, and then I'm going to take 18 phone calls in the next segment. I will do it straight ahead.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming up after we take calls, FCC to police news media, question reporters in wide-ranging content survey, including non-broadcast media. They believe they run everything, and most of the media's controls, so that won't be an issue. In fact, I have other video reports where mainstream globalist media is promoting going after conspiracy theorists. That means anyone that questions the known liars in the system. The Federal Communications Commission is planning a broad probe of political speech across media platforms, an unprecedented move that raises serious First Amendment concerns. Really, they told the Army army-wide, if you're evangelical and give money to an evangelical church, that's a terrorist group. We're going to court-martial you and the Tea Party. I mean, they should all be arrested right there. They want to arrest us for our speech. It's just even mainline, much less. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Pat in Florida. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Alex. Just wanted to say I admire your devotion to the cause. I've learned a lot from you in the past year, actually, watching and listening to the show. Basically, just interested in some updates. In particular, how is Adam Kokesh doing? How's the investigation with the Manning case, the Rolling Stone guy that was blown up in his car?
Sure, sure. Those are big issues. I appreciate your call. I've tried to get Adam on. I've talked to him on the phone. Then he's kind of owly about when he'll come on or what he'll do. And he says, go to my updates or whatever. And I think his trial's going on, and it's total political persecution. As for Hastings, there's no doubt they murdered him. And that's just, you know, the bottom line right there. And there's a cover-up of that. I mean, we're living in a tyranny. D in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, last Friday there was just a little blurb that was on about the big earthquake that hit again in Japan around the Fukushima area.
Yeah, the great news is there was some flooding and more radiation got out, but it did. There weren't any you know, big disasters that were caused by it, so dodged a bullet on that one.
Well, that's good. I hadn't heard anything since Friday. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I updated it on the nightly news, but I should have updated it on the Sunday show. You got a good point. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that I pray for you and your staff daily, and just keep up the good work.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling, Dee. Good to hear your voice. Let's talk to Rick in Illinois. Rick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to point out a very important documentary that will be very uplifting for all of us to have a review, and it's called Sir, No Sir. It's the true story of how the Vietnam War was brought to an end.
You know, I heard about that. That's a book, too, isn't it?
I can tell you that. I do know that I found it at my local library and that it is also available online through YouTube.
Well, that's why they want to go to robots and combat mechs and drones for submarine ships, planes, and ground forces, because they will follow orders by the offshore Google command pods. Remember, Google was allowed to drive around worldwide with cars with government hack codes to get in your computer and steal your passcodes. And they didn't get in trouble because they are the NSA. But they got red and green and yellow. Google looks kind of friendly. I'm telling you, if Hitler would have worn a rainbow outfit, we would have submitted to him. I appreciate your call. At least nowadays. I mean, if you just go trendy, trendy, and then it's non-threatening, you could walk up with somebody and go, in like a pink outfit, and go, here's a dagger. I'm going to stab you in the throat. They'd go, oh, go ahead and do it, as long as it's don't be evil. Let's go ahead. Thank you for the call, sir. Jonathan in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I first wanted to give you my war cry. Here it goes.
Okay. Sounds like something from The Thing when it sounded like somebody flushing a toilet. What's going on?
Well, I want to tell you that I have spoken to my local sheriff in the past few days. I gave him a couple of InfoWars magazines, and I said, bring them back to me, and I want to talk to you about them after you've read them. He brought them back, and we had about a 30-minute talk on my front porch, and he was blown away because I think that he didn't know much about this. I gave him my password and username to prisonplanet.tv.
Good job.
And he said he was going to go and share it with his troop.
Well, listen, it sounds like I'm kissing up to the police, but I'm not. When they do bad stuff, I go after them. But the good example I uphold. On average, the police are more informed and ready to be informed than the general public because, on average, they're not bad people. They they've already got questions about things. It's just that they don't really have the answers. And if you get them information, like the Navy SEALs coming out and saying they're being trained to take guns, or, you know, how foreign banks run the Federal Reserve. They will really listen on average. Or if they freak out on you, you know they're run by the Southern Poverty Law Center /ADL. So very exciting. Great job, Jonathan. Keep it up. Engage. Wake up decision makers. Wake up police and military. That's who they're going to try to use against us. We don't want to have a civil war with them. That's a globalist battle plan. Gordon, Sal, Brian, everybody's coming up. 800-25-
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, promoting freedom and dignity for humanity worldwide. Coming to you from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. I am your host. All right, listen, I haven't gotten into all the news, and there's a ton of it. I've got the 70-plus page report, research designed for the multi-market study of critical information needs. That's what Cass Sunstein said they would do. They would use regular regulations and agencies and call it something non-threatening. Like, oh, Affordable Care Act, you like your 539% increase in Texas, 220-something in California on average? This isn't just 100% increases. That's what I was giving conservative numbers. It looks like they're going to go ahead and double or triple or quadruple right up front. Because the public loves being abused. Why not? The paramilitary standing by if you don't like it. Mm. So continuing here, April 2013. And when you get into the report I'm going to be covering, what is it, on page 23, it says they're going to go assess and make sure we're not being politically incorrect. And this is the map to roll out the FCC, the internet, print media, TV, cable, not just broadcast, everything. And you've got, what is it, last time, I think we wrote an article a couple years ago, it's like 2 years ago, I think it, well, the headline was, more Democratic senators join call for fairness doctrine. And I think it was like 10 of them last time I checked actually said we need to shut down hate radio. Well, I mean, let me be honest. I do love my family, so I do hate you. But it's beyond hate now. It's more of I'm more horrified of you, but not like in a fearful way. Like it's horrifying to see a dog get run over by a car. It's even more horrifying to see a human hurt. Even though I've seen lots of violence in my life, real and simulated, my empathy becomes more intense, not less intense. But they've got the big studies out. The general public is very desensitized. In fact, people now laugh at seeing people being run over in the real world because it makes them feel important and powerful. And that's the new man that's supposed to go into the New World Order future. I don't think it's a new man. I think it's basically the coming of the Zombotron. But again, we're opening the phones up. When you hear someone hang up, that's your chance to call in. We're not screening your calls. You just get about 45 seconds. So make your points. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. DHS approves over 80% of Dreamers who apply for legal status. There you go. And folks, let me explain something. Obama lets go almost all the illegal aliens that they pick up. They put a few in detention centers that they admit under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act are just being primed and pumped with illegals for the general public. But that is being reported by the Washington Free Beacon and others directly from DHS's own admissions. And again, my whole point is just like homes in Detroit, homes in Atlanta, homes in Austin, some of them got over $80 million per household in fake tax refunds, and then no one gets in trouble because those are being sent to mafia groups through the Democratic Party Chicago Mafia Combine. And so you just need to know that. So my whole deal is this is going to be the black market for the New World Order. It's just that you're not going to get to be part of it unless you are part of the Latin American train that they're going to use economically to break North America. And it's not meant to help these folks. Once they're done, you know, they'll have a new slave population up here. While they try to reduce population in Latin America with the sterilants and the Gardasil shots and the rest of it, they can bring up an excess population here to replace the baby boomers who have 1.3 children on average and who are dying out, the population that was here previously. So there'll be a new slave population. But right now, again, just like a mousetrap has a piece of cheese on it. The incentive is the free welfare and the double standard and all of it. And it's total discrimination. That's why MSNBC and other enemy platforms promote constantly, you know, you will support the free health care or you're racist. You will support open borders or you're racist. And we're like, look at all the economic actuaries. This will drive down wages even more. Obamacare, everybody will go to part-time. Then you'll have to go on welfare. Now that's official. And it's going to bankrupt things even faster. And it doesn't give you free health care. I mean, if you thought the Affordable Care Act was great, just wait till it's free. Because, you know, it's supposedly going to be free soon. Yeah, free to bankrupt you. I mean, you're going to be free to go die in a ditch, I guess. But see, it'll take a few years to fully bankrupt everything. And then you're going to get your medicine. They're going to give you pain pills when you need heart surgery or whatever, knee surgery, and you can just die. So, and the rich will be able to go get their private clinic health care that aren't in the dirty buildings and the dirty hospitals and with all the deadly bugs in them, and it'll cost 10 times what it does now. They've already done this model in some European countries. And you'll be able, if you're really rich, you'll be able to go get a lot of incredible stuff. And that's how it's all set up. Because the general public's not going to get the life extension technologies. Get that through your brain. The foreign banks that run these suicide compounds in China and the mobile execution vans, That's when they're in control, that's what they do. When they protest in Mexico, they machine gun men, women, and children. And then Mexico says, be loving, don't be racist, let all our people up there, because the Mexican government's going to deal with the globalists to bring down the entire North American system. The Mexican government, who has the nickname for the general Mexican population of cockroaches, that's well known in Spanish, absolutely hates their people. I love their people. I don't want them to abort their children. I don't want their children to take the Gardasil that sterilizes them. I want to see them industrialized and advanced and bring them up, because I am a human with a big, fat, loving soul who wants to lift people up, because I know it lifts me up. When they fall, I fall. I'm the real liberal. These people running the system are absolute eugenicists hell-bent to enslave us. And if you haven't figured that out yet, folks, you better figure it out real quick. All right, let's stop right there and go back to the phone calls. As promised, Gordon in Canada, you're next up. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex, you're on fire today.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah, a couple of quick points, Alex. Do you remember a few months ago you mentioned these floods in High River in Alberta where the RCMP confiscated people's weapons while they were out of their homes?
That's right. That was on record, just like anywhere else in the world where the globalists control. Any type of disaster, yeah, they take your weapons. Yes.
It's just to note, Alex, it's been discovered they also confiscated over 2 tons of ammunition from people's homes. And while there was a shortage of boats during the flood, they used these boats to go into people's homes and confiscate 2 tons of ammunition. They're just now reimbursing people for their smashed-in doors.
Well, you know why they always do that. They want the troops and the police ready to confiscate guns, and any chance they have, they always try to take them. You can be in a high and dry area with your own generator. That's the first house they're coming to, and it's to test who will follow the orders. And so it's part of the cultural shift.
Alex, I just want to say one more quick thing. There's more people awake every day. It is coming to a conclusion sometime in the future. Are you a science fiction fan, Alex?
I am a science fiction fan back when I had time to read the greats.
Well, movies, I can't help but feel what's happening now. You remember at the end of the first Star Wars movie where the X-Wing fighters are coming in and the lieutenant goes up to the Death Star commander. I think it was played by Peter Cushing. And he said, you know, we better evacuate. These guys are onto something. Do you remember what Peter Cushing said? He said, evacuate in a moment of triumph. I think you overestimate their chances.
Evacuate in a moment of triumph? I think you overestimate their chances.
I love that scene, Alex. It's why the Greeks and the great American authors and Shakespeare wrote about arrogance and hubris is because it will be the downfall of people that try to take control without honor.
Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. All right, brother. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Canada. Another call from Canada. You're on the air, sir.
Alex, I'm another one of those Canadians who love you to death up here, and I just wanted to say this is maybe a little bit off topic, but I guess I just wanted to share it with you. Your slogan says, because there's a war on for your mind. And I just wondered, Alex, if you would share with your audience what your thoughts are with regard to mind versus brain. Is the mind the same as the brain in your estimation? I'll hang up and listen for your response, brother. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm no scientist, but I've read a lot of scientific reports and had a lot of top experts on, and I don't, you know, get into some of the areas where they can't completely prove everything, but throughout time immemorial, historians, researchers have pointed out that there's something, you know, more than just the brain. It's like they can do a perfect clone that's 100% the same, and for some reason it just doesn't have the same vigor. Doesn't matter whether it's a lizard, whether it's a mammal, it just isn't the same. And we know that there are a sixth sense. We know there are magnetic cells in the brains, not just of mammals, but of birds and other fish. That's how they're able to navigate. It's how they're able to fly south for the winter. It's how a hummingbird can fly, you know, 5,000 miles. And now from science, they know that the brain is able to go into the fourth and fifth dimension in calculations that it's able to make. And, of course, we live in the third dimension. And we know when someone is looking at us, we feel it. I mean, it's a fact. It's been scientifically proven. People can tell when someone's through a brick wall on the other side in double-blind studies over and over again, even if they're not supposedly clairvoyant. Now, of course, there's a bunch of con artists and people out there jumping on that. But most of us have had dreams where exactly that dream comes true. Not like you dream of being a rock star and you become a rock star. I mean, you dream of being mugged. That's happened to me. And then 6 months later or whatever, the exact mugging happens. And it's like deja vu, and you even know what the person's going to do. And it's almost like your brain was able to jump forward into the future. It's not like deja vu where you think you've seen this before. You talk about it. You remember it. It's very upsetting. Those dreams are waking dreams is what I call them, where you know it's real. When I was a child, I had them obviously more. It's been marked throughout history that children are more sensitive. It's why the globals like to abuse and hurt them because, you know, the evil wants to feed on that. But, I mean, I still have waking dreams, and you always know one. Even if it's something good coming, like most of us, the most common waking dream is of your children unborn. Or a lot of times parents, when their children, will have dreams about their grandchildren. That's very common. My dad had dreams about my daughters, and then only later went, oh, my God, that was the little blonde-haired girls I imagined that were going to be my children. That it was exactly them. That's the issue. It was later he said, oh, my gosh, that was that dream. Or because he told my mom about this when they first got married. We're going to have daughters. I've seen these daughters. They weren't his daughters. They were his granddaughters. And the enemy knows this. That's why they don't want you to think there's anything else outside of what we can see. We're like moles, folks. We're blind. We have these five senses. We don't have five senses. We have six senses and beyond. We're in the universe. The time-space continuum flows directly through us. We're like hollow. Our bodies are very thin. We're made of stardust. We're made of the universe. We've always been here. It's unbelievable. That's why I'm not worried about the New World Order. I laugh at them because they're so pathetic. Let's go ahead and take a call. Sal in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. Long-time listener, thank you for everything you've done. You woke me up about 6 or 7 years ago, and I've just been listening to you every day for the past year. I wanted to talk to you about the black box. My friend showed me there's a commercial with Progressive Auto Insurance, and Flo is promoting this little box that you can put in your car.
Yeah, I don't know. Progressive's done that for 10 years. They're paid by the feds. As a beta test, also in Europe under another name. I forget their European division name. And what they do is you put the box in and they give you discounts. But in the future, you won't have a choice. And then the box will track everything you do and give you wireless tickets. And then that's all been officially announced. So now the same Progressive box, but more advanced, is in all the new cars starting in 2011. And, of course, it was designed for that, and we told people that. And they said, the government would never do that, conspiracy theorist. Instead of getting together to beat it and say no, the yuppies, with their knowledge, you know, because they live in a fantasy land, they just tell, you know, us that we're liars, they didn't oppose it, so now it's going to begin. And then the yuppies will say, well, we need highway money. The highway department said they're bankrupt. When the highway departments are making more money than they've ever made, and on average, over 75% of all tax money is sent and invested in offshore banks and then destroyed as derivatives. You're like, well, why don't they take the money? They have unlimited money. The only way they get value in money is destroying your money. The IRS is not meant to pay off the national debt, as Reagan's commission showed in 81. 100% of it is taken and put into the fiat debt on the money, not the actual debt, but on the interest on it, to destroy you. Just like the Communist Manifesto says, a progressive heavy income tax. That is a Karl Marx deal. And so it is a fact on record that it is to destroy us. What's the Italian or Latin distrutto? Is that right? What's Latin for destroyed? They want to destroy you. Anything else, sir?
Yes, one other thing. I just want to tell you that I'm doing my part in Florida to wake people up. I'm talking and having conversations with people. And it's really tough, but I'm just doing my job. And I'm finding these, it's weird, I'm finding these government employees, you know, they're working for the spy. I'm talking to a husband, and then his wife is a spy for, she's observing people's behavior for the department. I'm trying to guess what department, and then he says Department of Homeland Security. She's observing people's behavior. Another girl I met at Hertz, she's a NSA, got her master's in NSA spying. I'm like, and I'm trying to talk to these people and tell them, you know,
well, sir, that's it. The majority of scholarships now are in the control grid. That's how they're making the economy that. And then they control that economy with your tax money. And it's all in data mining, spying. And yes, we have conservatively 5 times the number of human spies on the ground. All the kid toys are about spying. They teach them spy on your parents in school for at least 20 years. They teach them your parents don't know anything in Time Magazine for Kids. They've said your parents are, you know, dumb. It actually says that. You're going to take a chip. You're going to show them. That was like 10 years ago or 11 years ago in Time Magazine for Kids. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It is total weaponization of the population. And they go find these low IQ, control freak, Dudley Do-Right types. And yes, they set them up, and then they drill them against us, and they've got them everywhere. And you'll have TSA march over to you now, like, believing they have superpowers. And they'll say, you know, if you're arguing with them, I have an 8-hour course in training your body language. I think you're a danger. We're going to have you searched. No judge, no jury. Now, some literal blob has an 8-hour course, and now they magically know what you're thinking.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Please cooperate while we take naked pictures of you and your family and stick our hands down your pants and grab your genitals. Please comply, because we got to get you under wraps and ready to shut down the economy, get rid of the free market, and make you dumb and poor. Are you ready? Yes, we are. We're trendy. We'll comply. And they're like, good. Complying is how you get goodies. Here's an aspartame lollipop. Do you like brain damage? Do you like early onset of Parkinson's? How about infertility? And if you really want to die, we have mercury shots that are good for you.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com.
Working together, we can all help secure our country. If you see something, say something. Always contact local law enforcement whenever you observe suspicious indicators or behaviors.
If you see your neighbor loading a deer rifle in their car and it's totally legal, if you call us, we always come and SWAT team, take their guns, put them in prison, and sometimes even shoot them dead in their garages. We do it almost every day nationwide. Give us an excuse to kill your neighbors. Call us today. But if you see foreign banks raping the country financially, shutting everything down, illegal spying, the government caught shipping in billions of dollars of narcotics every week, $500 billion a year, major banks publicly laundering the money, giant private prisons being built everywhere, if you see that, don't say anything. And if you see the army saying you're not allowed to be a Christian, an evangelical, if we catch you going to a church and tithing at one, we're going to arrest you on terrorism charges, and that comes out, and it's not even newsworthy. You know, if you see something like that, don't say anything. Because everything's fine, folks. The globalists love us. I got Max Kaiser coming up, and then I've got the fellow that wrote the book that, and then worked on the film, The Secret History of the United States, Oliver Stone's partner in that, Dr. Peter Kuznick, pretty famous fellow, be interesting. He joins us, the author of The Untold History of America. I was going from memory. A good name would be The Secret History of the U.S. I think that's another book. But the point is, Untold History of America. Or maybe it was that Stone called his TV show Secret History. I forget. The point is, he's going to be popping in, and we'll continue with your phone calls. I think I did pretty good. I think I took like 12 calls or so, not as many as I wanted, but that's pretty epic for me actually getting the calls. We're going to go back to them here in just a moment. It's more of it came in a few days ago. That's been shipped out. More comes in today. They're trickling it out as the laboratory can produce it. It's a patented system of nascent iodine. You can learn about all the amazing things that the medical doctors and other scientists have said it's been shown to do at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com and find it there, but InfoWarsLife.com will direct you right to the subpage. You also have the natural form of it with the Modifilon Best Clean Seaweed out there from the Southern Hemisphere, available at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also link through at InfoWarsLife.com and find that, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And purchasing this great product also helps fund our media operations. I want to thank all the customers out there as well, 888-253-3139. We should have enough in by next week, because we get a big shipment today via UPS, and then we have another shipment next week to fulfill the back orders that have come in up until, in the next week. So those of you that are back ordered, it is coming, and we appreciate your patience. It's, you know, been a week or two you've been waiting. And then if you want to get in line to get it delivered, we should be able to be done shipping or so with what comes in and what we have back ordered in about 2 weeks. So if you order now, the other back order should be shipped out and done within 2 weeks. So you should expect delivery in 2 to 3 weeks if you order now and get in line to do that. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com and find the entire line of Pro Pure Pro One systems, including their new $54 pitcher that is incredibly affordable. I mean, the filter itself that cuts out the fluoride and the glyphosate stuff, unprecedented technology, should be $60 on its own. So big discounts. Promo code WATER gives you the lowest price on the Pro Pure Pro One systems you're going to find anywhere. Promo code WATER when you go to the website, InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call toll-free, be sure and tell them WATER, and you'll get the 10% off. They'll probably give it to you anyways if you forget it, but WATER, 888-253-3139. And more and more, we really are supported by your PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions and by the high-quality products, the dash cams, all of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Your phone calls, Max Kaiser, and more coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.